The Senate Committee on Family and Children's Services Monday approved a bill that would lift a partial ban on distributing Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits to certain drug offenders. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fintum reports, the bill now goes back for second reading.
The SNAP program is funded through the federal government. A federal law stipulates people convicted of certain felonies, such as trafficking a controlled substance, are ineligible to receive benefits. However, states can circumvent this law through their legislatures. Bill author Jim Merritt says the ban keeps offenders from rehabilitating themselves.
You can commit murder in the state of Indiana, go away in the Department of Corrections, do your time, be released from the Department of Corrections, and receive SNAP.
Kathy Hahn Keener of Gleaners Food Bank testified in support. She says without SNAP, offenders continue to be punished after they've served time. She says there just aren't enough safety nets to feed former offenders, who often have a hard time getting a job.
A reduction in benefit levels or eligibility simply sends more hungry people to longer lines at the food pantries. And we don't have all the extra resources to buy more food.
The bill passed 8-1. The only opposed, Erin Houchin, said she'd rather modify the existing partial ban. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fintum.